Another great Sunday afternoon showdown at Campbelltown as our mighty men in red, white and blue added another two on the competition ladder. Losing one captain before the game and 1 5 minutes in saw our boys turn it up a notch in a junior Pierce-led attacking spree. We showed the opposition to be more Cubs than Tigers. Sitting in the stand, our mighty assistant coach JT had the smile of irony in his face as his game plan produced points aplenty and showed he had the eye of the tiger. Welcome to Roosters Radio, fans. And what a week, Silky. It's been in Rooster Town.
Wow. That's a big lead in, Bush. Plenty going on in Rooster territory. Of course, it's just been announced SKD has been released from his contract. Earlier in the week, Aiden Guerra looks like he's off to Newcastle on a 3-year deal. Good to see the 20s back in the winning circle. And also on top of the table in the Intrust Super Premiership, the Wyong Roos, and we'll be chatting to the man himself, Stephen Marksy Marks. So, Bush, a lot to get through on tonight's show. Really looking forward to it.
Mate, we've got other big guests, Silky. Don't forget Coach Jason Taylor. That's right, assistant coach, the attacking genius, the architect of the Tigers' disaster on Sunday, comes on our show tonight. And, of course, Cloverly Crocodiles, 100 years. We talked to Nick, who's done the video. We talked to Leanne Bergen, who's on the committee there. They've done an amazing job. It's a big event. It's their 100th year. It's produced so many Roosters results. MC'd by Minnie. Everyone's going to get there. It's a big show.
It certainly is. Let's hop into Sunday's performance, Bush. 40 points to 18. We've discussed it off air. 16-12 at half time, and I have to say it was a pretty poor performance, I thought, from the Roosters. Their handling was dreadful. I think they completed, 14 of 24, something like that. Obviously, Robbo would have had plenty to say, and we'll ask JT a little about it later on the show. But in the second half, they ran away with it. Pierce, 2 tries. Guerra, 2 tries. Connor Watson had a great game.
Brilliant.
42 tackles. Topped the tackle count, as a matter of fact. And I believe he only missed 1 tackle all game. Other notable mentions, of course, JWH. Huge performance, I thought. Strong running.
Powerhouse.
Big yards. 18 hit-ups for 189 metres. But what about the big don't argue that set up Connor Watson's try?
Don't argue all day it was, and it was great. And you saw the smile on his face afterwards as if to say, that's what I press in the gym and I just pressed you. Don't forget one of our all-time favourites, equaling Mitchell Pearson games, Mitch Orbison. What a great performance from him. He can go anywhere. And young Latrell Mitchell. Wow. Manu. Amazing. All of their players played amazingly on Sunday, and I can't tell you, what an afternoon of footy.
It was, mate. You just touched on it in your intro. You know, we lost Boyd the day before the game. He was rested, bit of a knee injury, a niggling knee injury. Robbo decided to rest him. Of course, Friendy concussed at about the 3-minute mark, but also Daniel Tupu didn't play.
Yeah, well, Silky, you're spot on there, but we still got the chocolates, and we're going to discuss this and more after this on Roosters Radio. Well, fans, welcome back to Roosters Radio. And as promised in our intro, we welcome back assistant coach Jason Taylor to Roosters Radio. Of course, he's been with our Roosters for a little while now. And, well, Silky, you only had to look at Sunday's attacking raid. It's got 2013 written all over it. Yeah, we had some drop ball, but there'd be no better man with a smile of irony on his face than JT after the game. And the beer would have tasted sweet in Campbelltown. JT, welcome.
Thanks, Bush. Appreciate it, mate. Yeah, very happy to be back.
Mate, I'm going to tell you, it's no coincidence, you know, when you come back into the Roosters and Justin Holbrook got his opportunity overseas. We seem to have a little bit of spark in our attack and, you know, it reeks of 2013. You know, we chat to Robbo often and we know what a great team has. It's got many different pieces. So I think the fans are excited. I know you're excited and I know Robbo's excited. How do you feel about being back at the Roosters?
Yeah, it's been superb, guys. Really, 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 really happy about it. It's been an amazing opportunity. With Justin getting his opportunity, as you mentioned, you know, he's gone on to something really positive, which is great for him and his family, and for me to be able to slot into that role, which I was in only a couple of years ago. Time goes fast, doesn't it? And, yeah, to be able to slot back in there and, you know, to pick up where Justin had left off and where the guys had developed it to, has been really smooth and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
JT, we spoke to a few of the senior players about your appointment and all of them were happy to see you back at the club. Also mentioned it was pretty much business as usual. It was a bit of a seamless transition. Is that how it felt with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Robbo and I worked really hard. I think the fact that I was there right from the start, and that is at the start of 2013 pre-season, we set up the attacking style that we wanted to use, and you know, it was a fair bit of stuff that I'd been developing over a few years, and Robbo was really keen to go with that, and that was what we did. So, you know, I'm really, really familiar with the way that the team's been playing over the last couple of years, even though I haven't been there. And so to be able to come back in and jump back into that and keep developing it has been really good, you know. And because I know it so well, I was able to have, you know, a bit of an impact straight away, just in some things that I'd seen from the outside looking in that I thought that the guys could tweak a little bit here and there. And we did that in the first game against Parramatta, which worked really nicely. I'm not going to claim all of those points that we got that day, but yeah, it did have an impact for a few of those, and then we've rolled along pretty well ever since. So it's been five games now, and I've enjoyed every minute.
JT, the core of this side, as you said, you know, I suppose you, along with Robbo, Fitzy, you know, the rest of the crew, you know, Travis, you know, the whole team at the Roosters have been with them from that date. You had a little bit of a absence, but who has impressed you since you've come back or really developed that when you left, he was just sort of coming into his own and now developed into a solid first grader or even an Origin player?
Well, I think the biggest thing that stands out is just the maturity of the guys who were, you know, always talented players, but they've really stepped up in from a leadership perspective. And, you know, Boyd Cordon is the first one that stands out really strongly in that regard. He's gone on to be a really strong captain, and the fact that he's captaining New South Wales, you know, says a lot about what I'm talking about. And then Friend, you know, Jake Friend, I was doing a bit with the lower grades at the Roosters when Friendly, you know, first came into first grade, and sort of watched his progression and where he's at now to where, you know, he was 4 or 5 years ago is really an absolute massive credit to him. But, you know, he's a great leader. And then, you know, for me, a guy like Jared Warrior-Hargreaves is, I think, getting back to his best footy. He's really key to this team. You know, when he plays well, this team generally plays well, and I think that's what we've seen this year. We've seen Jared getting back to that really strong game that we know he has.
JT, what about our halves pairing? Obviously, you know, when you were at the club, it was Jimmy Maloney and Mitchell. You know, it's a new partnership this year, but, I mean, we've been extremely impressed with Luke Keary. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I don't sort of think about what we did. You know, we just want to keep moving forward. And Luke's a really great player in his own right, and Junior's playing some really calm and controlled footy at the moment, which is really helping Luke. Luke misses him when he's not there, I can tell you that. But they've developed such a great relationship. You know, I wasn't at the club, but just the game that they played in the first round against the Gold Coast, I think shocked the hell out of everyone.
Yep.
In regards to their combination and the way that Luke played. On the back of what PC provides is 5'8". Now, one of the things that people don't understand is just the way Junior provides opportunity for guys around him. He makes a lot of what he does look really easy. He takes the ball to the line and will throw passes that, you know, most halfbacks are doing, but he just does it at a different level. He does it with a different quality. He stops defenders from putting pressure on the guys outside him with the way he moves to the line. He's a really impressive player, and that has really brought the best out in Luke.
Now, JT, we've been softening you up with the you know, the easy questions about the players, but we've got to address the elephant in the room, mate. How did it feel getting one back against the Tigers?
Look, it was enjoyable to go out to Campbelltown and have a win like that. To be honest, we weren't, you know, none of us left the ground feeling that happy, because the performance was okay. But it wasn't great, and you know, we want to be better. We want to be able to be the best teams in the comp. I think the fact that they have been struggling played a little part in that. But you know, we do need to be better than that. We needed to control that ball better. You know, we kept them in the game for too long. You know, the scoreline at the end looks fine, but
You know, we're not happy with 18 points, and we weren't happy with the completion rate. You know, we at halftime they completed at 85%, and we completed at 65%, and we were ahead on the scoreboard, but we just, you know, we're not going to beat the best teams playing like that. We'll talk about that and have a look back at some pieces that we could have done better. But all in all, yeah, really happy with the result.
And finally, mate, as one of the best goal kickers I think I've seen as we went through, watching you go around, we saw Michael Gordon. He was missing a few for a bit, and Silky and I had interviewed him after the game and advised to sleep over at your house. Obviously, that happened.
I like it. it's been really good, actually. Just, I've got some simple things that I work on with goal kickers. And, right from day one, they struck an chord with Mick. We've got him going over the last 5 weeks. His percentage has been up above 80%. And as you say, it was down a bit lower than we'd expect from him before that. So, that's been good. I've really enjoyed that. It's been really simple, the stuff we've worked on. But, he's a quality kicker, mate. I remember a period there where he seriously couldn't miss. He was kicking as good as any player I've seen ever. We got him going again, which is great.
Well, mate, it pains me to say that we've got a photo of Mitch Orbison nude up on the wall here that we keep because we think he's one of the greatest clubmen. But, mate, you know, you're a player, you're a coach, you're a record breaker. You know, you've done everything. You got us home on the weekend with a patchy win, but still a great one. I think you're going to have to do a nude for us and put it up in the studio. And welcome back, son. Welcome back on behalf of Roosters Radio. We're loving it.
I like the sound of the nude, but it's not going to happen unless you somehow get yourself... The right things in my wife, she'll probably take one for you and send it through. But
we can always cover you up with a size 9 Steggles chicken. It might be a 13, I don't know, but we'll get to that later on, JT. Listen, thank you so much for your time on Roosters Radio. We know that you're doing a great job with our attack, and we're just wrapped that you're still wearing stripes, but this time they're red, white, and blue in 217.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Really appreciate the support. It's awesome.
Great to have you. Well, Silky, you know what? Mate, he's the architect of attacking rates. Great for Coach Robinson to have such a great team around him. JT's done everything.
Go back to the tapes. JT mentioned it in the interview there, talking about his return before the game against Para. Now, a lot was said about our attack before that game. We were going to the left too much, or it was just the way that we were playing. Mate, one game, changed a couple of things. All the experts could tell there was a bit of the JT touch in there. And, mate, we haven't looked bad since.
Who didn't have a soft spot for North Sydney? And if you watched him, he held the record for the most consecutive games. I rated him as a player. Love watching him as a goal kicker. And I tell you what, he was tough. And you know what? He's doing a great job with our halves. Fans, prepare to get the trophy cabinet ready. I don't want to make bold predictions early, but JT's back, baby, and he's back with the Roosters. You're listening to Roosters Radio with Silky and Bush.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Well, fans, welcome back to Roosters Radio and Silky. This segment proudly sponsored by our future sponsor, Tony Barnes and the team at Harvey Norman. Tony, you're there with us, our under-20s coach.
G'day, how are you going?
good, Tony. Firstly, mate, congratulations. Back in the winner's circle. It's been slim pickings, of recent time, but a comprehensive 42-28 win.
Yeah, no, the boys fairly strong on the weekend. They stayed in the zone for a little bit longer period than they had been, and, yeah, they were certainly a lot stronger. Probably could have put a better score on them, but we were happy with what we got.
Well, you went in 16-12 down, I believe, at half time, so plenty of points scored in the second half.
Yeah, but I guess watching the game, we were, falling. All our carries were strong. We were sort of getting the momentum with the ball. We were winning all those play the balls, and it looked like we did have momentum, but we were just doing our best to keep them in the game. We didn't kick any goals, and a few errors just kept them in the game. So thought we were strong, but we were not smart enough in putting teams away at this point.
Yeah, just on that, I mean, you're currently sitting in ninth, a couple of points outside of the eight, but I can think of two or three occasions during the season thus far I remember, I think it was one game against the Broncos where a couple have just slipped away, like right at the death. Been a bit of a frustrating year to date?
It has, mate. We've set ourselves up for, you know, probably on four occasions wins where we've led by, you know, led by 10 with 10 to go and let those leads slip away and get beat by two. One against the Raiders where with 15 to go, we were up by 20. Yeah. The boys were playing really good football. And then, they just got a roll and pretty much scored three tries, you know, set for set for set. So those are little things, you know, with a young team. And we probably haven't had our, you know, our top sort of tier one type players all playing, you know, the top six of them. So, you know, that sort of it has made it a little bit hard for us.
Mm. Bunzi, as a coach, you know, you see some great players come through. Young Victor Radley, you know, tip for first grade. He was on the weekend. He got over the stripe. And, of course, Nick O'Mealy, you know, getting over for two tries. I mean, they're developing into fine young players. Who's caught your eye in the 20s?
You know, I thought I've been challenging our back rowers, Jackson Fry and Jarrett Boland, to, you know, just run a little bit harder and, you know, just be, you know, fight the fight a bit more than they have been. And I thought they were good for us on the weekend. I think, you know, Joseph stood up for us on the weekend as well. So there's been good performances all over, but as a team, we just haven't stayed in the zone long enough. So I think that's been our problem.
Mate, as a coach, when you're sitting there watching it, I mean, it's a big step up from 20s to first grade. What is it that you say to the players that, I mean, that, you know, how to manage them so that the, to bridge that gap? What do they need to do to take it to the next level?
Yeah, obviously they want to go to that level, but I think, you know, firstly we've got to get them to the 20s level, and I think that's been our a big thing for us this year, that we've got, you know, the younger blokes that have been playing in the 18s, and it's just totally different football when you... you know, when you come to the 20s, it's just harder to win games, and you've just got to, you know, you just got to stay in the game for longer periods. And, you know, we've got two young halves, Sean O'Sullivan and Lockie Lamb, that, you know, probably, you know, are learning their trade in, you know, finishing games off for us. So, you know, I think without getting ahead of ourselves, we've sort of got to, we've got to get them right for 20s before, you know, that next step comes. And the battle for me this year is, yeah, just getting them in the zone for where they are at the moment.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, look, inconsistent performances, it's a coach killer. But, Barnsley, we're going to talk to you over the next couple of weeks, and we want to wish you the best for next week, of course. We're up against the Storm, and we want to thank you very much for your time on Roosters Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're on Roosters Radio with Silky and Bush. Well, welcome back, fans, and it wouldn't be a Roosters Radio without speaking to the Wyong Wonder Boy about our new segment, Ruse All Day, with the great Stephen Marksy Marks. Marksy, are you with us?
I am. It's been a while, boys.
It has been a while. I tell you what, fans have been crying out. Men have been sending in messages by Twitter, Homing Pigeon, Facebook, Instagram. Someone did a YouTube. Where is the great Stephen Marks? Why is he not coming in? From the eighth wonder of the world, Murray Breen.
Well, boys, there's been a lot happening in Ruse HQ, as you well know. Ruse on top of the comp, 4 points clear now and looking the goods. A few tough games coming up and the injuries are starting to accumulate, but I think we have the personnel there to push forward through this difficult time.
Yeah, look, it's been a great partnership, but what is always, always one to watch is Coach Rip Taylor and his heart rate and his blood pressure. How's he been now that he's 4 points clear? Is that satisfactory enough?
Well, no. It was a very tight one against Wentworthville in round 13, and his blood pressure spiked when the Roos were down 22-6 at half time. That saw, you know, the colour come to his cheeks and the eyebrows get raised another couple of centimetres. But was struggling during the Wentworthville game, but one of his fantastic halftime speeches buoyed our men to victory. But then on the weekend, again, bit of blood pressure when it was 18 all at halftime.
Now, Marksy, back in the old days, we used to say They won all three grades. But, you know, your boys, as you just said, 18-all at halftime. But they run away with it in the end, 42-22, capped off by a brilliant kicking display by one Josh Mantelato, 7 from 7.
Josh Mantelato, apart from his brief sojourn in the NRL, has been the top point scorer in every competition he has played, including Super League.
Wow. Oh, that's an amazing stat.
A remarkable statistic, yeah.
And he scored a try too.
He scored a very nice try set up by one of the Roosters' own, young Brendan Fry.
Now, Marksy, 12 wins this season, one draw, one loss. You know, heading into the back end of the season, you just said it earlier, a couple of niggling injuries. What can you give us an injury update?
Paul Momorowski hurt his shoulder on the weekend. It looked bad at the time and he left the ground in a sling. But reports are that he had virtually full strength today. So fingers crossed, he'll probably be rested this weekend. Young Matt Butcher knocked cold in Sunday's game. He'll have a week off. We're still missing Jaden Nikorima with the ongoing hamstring problem.
Now, Mark, so we all know it's an amazing partnership between the Sydney Roosters and, of course, the Wyong Roos. Some people see it as a garage where Robbo parks his first graders. Who has caught your eye and who's ready? You gave us a bit of a Marksy watch. Still Jaden Nikorima on the tip of your tongue?
Well, he was the next cab off the rank in my view. But look, Chris Centrone, contracted to Wyong.
He's got some mentions from you this year.
Yeah, in outstanding form outside back. He's another one on the injury list, but he's had a week's training with the Roosters last week, and he may well feature in Robbo's plans in the future, but he's been in outstanding form, equal top try scorer in the New South Wales Cup.
And lastly from me, Marks, it was great to hear that Central Coast icon Sean Chaffer was on hand to hand out the jumpers before the game on the weekend.
Well, I need to correct you there. He wasn't permitted to hand out the jumpers, but post-game he was allowed to turn the dirty ones right side out so he could check the numbers.
Is that right? Well,
very fitting task from the great Stevedore. It's funny you mention it because I remember Chaffbag telling me this long story and I thought, wow, this guy's an Olympian. And he told me about his time at the Sydney Olympics and how amazing it was and all the events. But what I didn't realise is his greatest memory was being at the Sydney Olympics as a volunteer.
No surprise there. He is inclined to talk himself up.
Good man, the great bag, but it's great to have great support. Marksy, we love having you on. It's been too long. We're going to get you back on next week and talk all thing Wyong Roos, of course. And, mate, we really look forward to catching up with you next week from the 8th Wonder of the World, Morrie Breen.
Thanks, boys.
There you have it, Silky. Wyong, what a role. Coach Riptale will be wrapped. Roosters are wrapped. Some great young players. It's a great nursery.
It is. Look, it's been a great partnership, Bush. It's been a great partnership since day one. You know, we've got the Central Coast Centurions as well, which is like the junior development side.
And
you know,
mate,
it's creating great pathways.
They're not far away from
winning the semis.
Yeah, they're not far away from winning a championship. They have a very, very strong comp. It's got to be noted that's probably one of the strongest areas in the state.
You spoke to Tony Barnes. You mentioned the name Nick O'Meally. That's the son of the Ogre, Mark O'Meally, another Wyong Roos coach. Former player up there as well, up until probably last year.
Yeah, and how he ends up on the wing with a father and those genetics, he must be strong.
You're on Roosters Radio. Back in a sec.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans and Silky. As you know, each week, our partner and sponsor, East League, Scotty Bennett's and the team, really look after our junior league. Well, one of our junior leagues, as we know, is selling a very... We're celebrating a very, very proud milestone. And that happens to be the Croke Valley Crocs. On the line, we have Nick Carroll and Leanne Bergen to talk to us from the Crocs, two of the hardworking committee members. Nick, of course, responsible for putting together that amazing and famous video, which we've only seen snippets of. And Leanne's the registrar down there. And without great people like that, great clubs like Clove Valley don't reach this amazing milestone. To talk about this, Leanne and Nick, are you there with us?
We are indeed.
We're here. How are
you? Great to hear from you guys. Now, Nick, we're just going to touch straight on that video. Silky and I were sitting here recording Roosters Radio a couple of weeks ago, talking about a few things, and then up pops your short video presentation of the history of Cloverleigh Crocs. It was amazing. We cannot wait to see the full feature. Can you talk us through
it? Yes. Well, the trailer was very well done.
I hope the film lives up to the trailer, because sometimes you watch a trailer and you go, well, the trailer was great. But anyway, the film is about 40-odd minutes long, 42 minutes long. It's a thorough history of Clovelly and its relationship from the surf club to the leagues club, and how rugby league came to Clovelly, how all the teams came and went. And it's been a lot of research for 2.5 years of my life doing this. It was an unintentional thing to do, but the story was so good, I just had to follow it up, and I just couldn't stop. And I'm a league fan. I love rugby league, and it's a great, not just rugby league story. It's a story of a community, the surf club, and it's just how people love their footy, love their suburb, and some of the special souls who've come and gone into the club. And there's been plenty of terrific first grade footy players who've come through.
Yep.
There was a lot of terrific players like Bill Rooney. You had the wonderful Kenny McMorrow, who was a wonderful man I interviewed.
Great man.
And I was really fortunate enough to interview Kenny, and just weeks before he passed away. So we went to the hospital and did a bit of guerrilla filmmaking.
I've got fond memories. He was such a great man to be around the junior league.
He was involved in all our junior rugby league careers, Bush. Anyone who played junior reps down there at the Roosters, got to know Kenny McMorrow. He was always at Centennial Park on a Saturday as kids, and he's always involved with the Clovelly Crocs.
Yeah, he's a great man, and he should be given a great tribute. And you did a wonderful job capturing that interview, at his bedside. Now, Leanne,
I did. It was good. It was terrific.
Leanne, you're a hard-working registrar of the Clovelly Crocs, and to keep a great club together, we know we need great women, and you're doing a wonderful job putting together these teams, getting kids to play the game. It must be exciting for you to be able to celebrate in something so vast for a club.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. 100 years, Jack started, this is his sixth season, and to be able to be here and be involved with the committee, especially for the 100th year, it's just absolutely amazing.
Now, the event itself, it's this Saturday night, the 17th of June at the AJC, and I believe you've got in excess of 400 people going. What a great effort.
We sure do.
We do.
We've got a massive turn-up, over 400. We've got Anthony Minicello will be MC for the night. He'll be speaking to our guest speakers, Adrian Lamb, Victor Radley, Lockie Lamb. Then we're going to have Nick's film, obviously, will premiere on the night. We've seen a little sneak peek as a committee, and I tell you, it brought tears to my eyes. It was just so emotional. So everyone's going to love it. They're absolutely going to love it. And I just love the idea that we're going to have people from the past, people from the present, just all coming together, telling their stories, reminiscing, and just celebrating rugby league in our area.
Yep. Just touching back on your film, Nick, I only seen a snippet or the trailer, as we call it, but you seem to encapsulate not just rugby league, but the community that Clovelly was, the time that there was. There was lean times, there was celebration. So you yourself, this is the premiere of your film. You've seen it, you've lived it, you've breathed it. How much work did you put in to get this together?
Well, as I was saying before, 2.5 years of my life, but I had a wonderful help from my son. He's a filmmaker, does special effects, etc. He's very talented.
Yep.
I had, I'm not a filmmaker. I'm a tradie. But I do love film. I love history and rugby league. But anyway, I was able to film a lot of interviews, but putting it together was a real task. And I had a friend of mine, Adam Courtney, who's the son of Bryce Courtney.
Yes.
He's a writer and journalist. He listened to the hours and hours of tapes. He put it all together and made it into a narrative. And I had another wonderful friend of mine who's a lawyer friend of mine, but he's a singer. He does a lot of singing. He's got this wonderful voice, and he's narrated it. And he's got this, it's terrific.
Yeah.
He's friends of mine. And I went to a wonderful studio. That's where the club came in and really chipped in and helped.
Yep.
To help me with funds to help edit it, and that, because it all happens in the editing. So, luckily enough, this editing company, my brother was friends with this person, and they really looked after. They could have charged a lot more than what they did, but they've done a terrific job editing the film. And as you all know, it all happens in the edit. So, But I've got a lot of history of Clovelly. I've got footage from National Film and Sound Archive. It's a real community of contribution. I got the Randwick City Library helped me with lots, having access to lots of photos that I didn't have access to. But so much came from the people I interviewed, the wonderful people I interviewed, because everyone I interviewed, I'd get photos, personal photos of theirs, of their time when they were playing, things you just wouldn't see, things that aren't team photos, just little things that make that, you know, when you look, anyone looks at a photo, you go, oh, it brings you back. Yeah. And these people were just generous of with their, these just little things like team sheets. Like there's one particular one. But as I said, it's not just a Clovelly story, it's an eastern suburbs story, because there's things like from Waverley Oval, grand finals from 1967, 1968, you know, from grand finals. And you're seeing all these wonderful names come up, not just from Clovelly, but you think, oh, shivers, I've seen that name. Even in 1962, yeah. Look at Bondo United, there's a Cronk there. You see, you know, there's Hardacre, even Leanne's from Leanne's family. You see Hardacre in all these names. You know, it, as I said, it's just, it's a lot more history than just Clovelly, even though Clovelly is such an extraordinary club. But the film itself has got, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's a shame. I would like to have made it 4 hours, but you can't. For it to be watchable, you've got to really hone it down. So what I'd like to do eventually is maybe podcast some of the interviews, because you only can use so little in a film, and the stories are just so wonderful of, yeah, of what people battle to get through.
I think you're right. I think the ability to podcast some of what you've captured, because it just doesn't do justice in 40 minutes for everything you've done 2.5 years. But we're looking forward to it. We're going to be there Saturday night. I tell you what you have done is you have given yourself a job, because the people from Clovelly will be sitting there Saturday night enthralled by this, but so will the people from Bondi United and Paddington Colts. So I think you're going to be doing the videos for those two clubs, because they'll be envious.
We're always clubs, mate, so who knows? But as I said, all of those clubs would have just as wonderful stories,
yeah,
of, rich history, the people who've come through, with the emotion of really great coaches and people like Leanne who are their committee people, you know, people who do it for nothing. Yeah. And that's what the beauty of rugby league is, and all the people who are behind it, you know, they do it because they love the game, and coaches come and they'll do it for the kids and, yeah, you know, their parents and whatever, and it's community and it's the glue of life, mate.
Yeah, that's it. Now, Leanne, we want to get you to give a shout-out to a couple of the great people that have put so much into this club, so much into this event in particular, and you got a few names, I'm sure, at the top of your tongue.
Oh, absolutely. So, Nick, first and foremost, because that film is just extraordinary, and Trudy Figaro, an amazing job, Anna Maratta, Brad Peterson, Andrew Monaghan, like just really working solidly behind the scenes to make sure that Saturday night is fantastic. And also, we've got a big day on Sunday. So a lot of our games will be local at either Waverley or Burrows.
Yep.
And we're going to be having an after party at the Waverley Bowling Club. So it's going to be a huge, huge weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a massive weekend for the Crocs. Well, guys, we've really loved talking to you. Nick, thanks so much for the insight of the video. Leanne, hope that moon boot comes off for Saturday night and you got some dancing fever. And we wish you the best. And congratulations on being part of another great community club in the Eastern Suburbs that's given so much to the community, so much to their opposition, and, of course, produced some great Roosters.
Well, indeed.
Thanks for your time, Silky and Bush.
See you guys. Well, there you have it, Silky. I mean, outstanding humans. You know, when a community gets together, it's amazing what they can achieve. And, you know, Nick with his video, Leanne with the tireless work amongst Trudy Devereaux, you know, Anna Maratta, you know, all these types, Andrew Monaghan, we know them all. And, you know, they're all volunteers, and that's what makes a great community.
Hats off to the Crocs.
Good luck Saturday night. You're on Roosters Radio with Silky and Bush.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio and Bush. We've got the bye this week, but next week, me and you, we're off to the Barossa, big boy.
Can't wait, Silky. We shamelessly took advantage of a great offer on behalf of the Roosters. And, mate, we're going to head down there with the team, supporters, player sponsors, and it's going to be a great weekend. What we always mention is the back office run a great job. Jared Johnson, Paddy Brown, good effort putting a great job together at Adelaide Oval against the Storm.
If you want to join us, tickets are still on sale. There's a couple of tickets or spots still remaining. Just head over to roosters.com.au and I'm sure the marketing team will be able to assist you there. Now, Bush, just before we go, I just want to touch on our run home. You know, there's 10 matches left of the regular season. We've got the Storm next week, followed by the Sharks. So we've got teams 1 and 3, followed by the South Knights, Cowboys. We've got the Eagles. Looking at our run home, it's a pretty tough run. I think we're playing six top eight sides. What do you think about that as a lead-in to the semi-finals?
I think it's a good thing. I think with the team we got, I think with what's happened at Origin with Boyd Cordner being elected as captain, you're going to see him grow again and his leadership's going to go to a new level. I think not having someone like Friendy play for Queensland is a massive bonus for us because we all know that if it wasn't for Cameron Smith, he would have played 32 Origins. Aiden's now, it looks like, you know, he's come off the back of being rested, so just one game a week, not having that mid-weeker. You know, Blake Ferguson will be better for the run. I think they just get to get tough games at the back end, which prepares them for that final series.
Now, before we go tonight, I just want to give a special shout-out to a former Rooster, Les Hayes. His son, Jason, got in contact with us last week. And
Les was a former Bondi United player.
Former Bondi United. Started his Roosters career in the centres, I think, in 1966.
Yeah.
The year they didn't win a game. And they made the semi-finals in 67.
Played under Jack Gibson.
He sure did in the 74-75 era. So just quick shout-out to Jason and the great man, Les Hayes. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, hope you're doing well, Les and mate. Got great Roosters fans out there and great players, and we wish you the best.
That's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. Back next week, East to West.